Hello, Mr. Richard?
Yeah.
Hello, sir. This is Daniela from Milestone Capital. We finance businesses.
With who?
Milestone Capital.
Okay.
Do you still owe Pro Painter Carpentry Plus?
Yeah, I do.
Right, so all I'm looking to do, sir, is provide you with the most profitable options to help you grow and expand. Would you be interested?
There's a couple things that will hold all this up. I've been in business for 30 years in this business. I own two other companies, but and they keep me drained. But I've only put in about $65,000 this year because December, January, February, March, and part of April here was horrible.
I understand.
It was rain. It was either raining one day, or it was going to rain, or it was going to snow, or it was 30 degrees outside.
Yeah. Okay. So would you still be interested in financing with us, sir, or?
Well, I don't know. You know, I run all my money through my personal account. I always have ever since I've been in business, everything.
I understand.
I am licensed. I am insured. I do have workman's comp. So I got all the legal stuff to be in business.
Yeah, okay, okay. I understand. For now, do you have any advances as of right now?
What do you mean advances?
With other banks, any loans, existing loans?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I haven't put myself in a position where I got to go borrow money.
Yeah, I understand. And what do you do a month in revenue?
Oh, I got jobs. We got jobs booked. You know, I got money coming in.
How much do you do?
I don't know, but between now and the end of the year, I should make another 30, 40. And next year, I expect to make about 150.
How much is it a month?
I don't know, 15,000.
15,000? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Except for the bad months here. You know,
yeah.
December, January, February, it's going to be tight.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, you can't go out and work and paint a house in 30 degrees.
Yeah. What do you do there, sir, in your business?
Well, we just take what comes in as inside work.
Inside work.
Yeah.
Okay. And for how long have you been in business?
Since I was five.
Since when?
I've always owned my own companies. I've never worked for the man. I don't work for nobody.
Yeah.
I don't have any bosses, people telling me what to do and report to work at 6. But no.
Yeah.
No.
So
that was never
for me.
For how long
have you had your
business? Do what?
For how long have you had your business, sir?
I've had my business for, it's been continuous. I got one in Knoxville, Tennessee that I gave to my son. And then I got this one here. And, this is all I've done for the last 20, 30 years.
Okay. Between 20, 30 years. All right. 20 to 30. Do you have any partners there or is it just you?
Partners?
Yeah.
I wouldn't take a partner if it was God.
Okay, so it's only you, yeah, in the business?
Yeah. I don't want partners.
So, if I was...
That's like having a boss telling you, you should do this and do that. And you know what they're telling you is wrong, and you're not going to make any money at it. But they're hell-bent on doing it.
I know,
but
yeah.
But no. Yeah, no, oh, no, I know what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah. That's what experiences does, right?
Experience will teach you these lessons as you go along.
Right. May I ask you, if I was able to get your capital at the best rate and term, how much would you need?
what I'm wanting to do, I've been investigating this today, is keep this one going here. And I want to go down to Jacksonville, Florida. And they've got a population of about 2 million people.
Right. If I was able to get you, sir, capital for your business at the best rate, how much would you need? How much would you ask for?
I don't know, 100 grand.
All right.
You know, used to, 100 grand was a lot of money. It's not.
Right?
Not,
it's not anymore.
Today today it's like $10,000.
I know, yeah. What would you use it for, sir? What would you use the money for in the business?
Setting up shop, getting an office set up, buying equipment, because I can't take my equipment from here and down there. I got to buy brand new equipment.
Okay.
And that involves about 10 different pieces of machinery to do work that we need to do. And then expenses, gas, advertising. Advertising will eat you up. You need to spend $2,000 a month advertising just to get your name out there.
Yeah. It's worth it at the end. So, how soon would you need the money, sir?
Yesterday.
ASAP, yeah. All right. Well, what we can do, I'm going to be sending you an application, Mr. Richard, as soon as we hang up. The app is done online, so it can be done on your cell phone or your computer very quickly. You're going to receive a link in that email to complete the app, and you just need to upload 4 months of business bank statements. The underwriter will contact you shortly to present your offer. So I would like to confirm the best phone number that I can contact you with. Is it this one, the current one we're speaking with?
Yes,
901.
It is.
618-1277?
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
May I confirm the email as well?
lrvanover@yahoo.com. Now, I got another one. My company email is propainercarpentryplus.
Okay. I got it over here. Yeah, I got the wrong one, right one. So then I'm going to be sending you the email, this email that you just gave me. And you just need to fill up the form very quick. Congratulations on taking the first step, sir. We look forward to getting you a great deal.
What is this thing? I keep getting calls and people are telling me because of my business and my status in Washington or wherever.
Yeah, it's because
I forget.
You have looked.
But I'm rated they're saying that you qualify for whatever, because your rating is like 70 or 80 or 90 or whatever it is. I don't even know what outfit it is. It does that stuff.
Yeah. Well, you can check later with the form, sir. The underwriter can help you up with that. So I hope it works out and the business goes well, okay? Have a good day, Mr. Richard. Again,
yep,
check for an email from Rudy. And
okay.
Fill up the phone whenever you can, okay?
All right.
You're doing great. Bye-bye.
Thanks.